弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主早晨召聚我们在他面前。
We thank the Lord that He has gathered us before Him this morning.
我们愿意在主的面前再读一些主的话。
We desire to read a few of His precious words.
请我们打开圣经。
Let's open our Bible.
Psalm 84.
Psalm 84.
在旧约圣经诗篇八十四篇。
In the Old Testament, Psalm 84.
我想我读一句，请姐妹翻译一句。万军之耶和华，你的居所何等可爱
！How lovely are thy dwelling places, O Lord of hosts!
我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语，我的心肠、我的肉体向永生神呼吁。
My soul longed and even yearned for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God.
万军之耶和华，我的王，我的神啊，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着抱雏之窝。
The bird also has found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God.
如此住在你殿中的，便为有福。他们仍要赞美你。
How blessed are those who dwell in thy house. They are ever praising thee.
靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，这人变为有福。
How blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the highways to Zion.
他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福盖满了全谷。
Passing through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The early rain also covers it with blessings.
他们行走力上加力，个人到锡安朝见神。
They go from strength to strength. Every one of them appears before God in Zion.
耶和华万军之神啊，求你听我的祷告。雅各的神啊，求你留心听。
O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob.
神啊，你是我们的盾牌，求你垂顾观看你受膏者的面。
Behold our shield, O God, and look upon the face of thine anointed.
在你愿与住一日，胜似在别处住千日。宁可在我神殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。
For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand outside. I would rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.
因为耶和华神是日头，是盾牌，要赐下恩惠和荣耀。他未尝留下一样好处，不给那些行动正直的人。
For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord gives grace and glory. No good thing does He withhold from those who walk uprightly.
万军之耶和华，倚靠你的人变为有福。
O Lord of hosts, how blessed is the man who trusts in Thee.
我们再有点祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
是的，万军之耶和华，倚靠你的人何等有福。
Yes, O Lord of hosts, how blessed is the man who trusts in thee.
主，早晨是你的恩典，再把我们召聚在你面前。
Yes, today, this morning, it is your grace that has gathered us here.
主，我们实在知道你要赐福于我们。
We truly know that you want to grant us blessings.
你愿意把你心里面的心意来向我们说明。
You want to proclaim the desire of your heart to us.
主，我们在你面前带着感恩的心，我们求你向我们说话。
So with a gracious, thankful heart, we desire to, for you to speak to us.
主，你若不与我们说话，我们就枉然聚集。
If you were not to speak to us, we gathered in vain.
因此我们说，主啊，我们仰望你。
Therefore we say to the Lord, Lord, we look to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我早晨有点负担，还是在诗篇第八十四篇。
This morning, my burden continues to be on Psalm 84.
在开始分享这篇诗篇之前，想与弟兄姐妹一同来思想一个问题。
Before I share on this Psalm, I'd like to meditate this issue with brothers and sisters.
这是一个非常简单的问题。
This is a simple question.
就是神为什么拯救我们？
Which is, why does the Lord save us?
神为什么付上极大的代价，叫他的儿子在十字架上为我们流血舍命？
Why did God paid such a big price and caused his son to shed his blood and die on the cross.
这问题就是说，神拯救我们的目的是什么？
So in other words, the question is, what is the purpose by which he saved us?
或许弟兄姐妹们会有不同的答案。
Maybe brothers and sisters have different answers.
盼望借着诗篇第八十四篇，神能够向我们的心说话。
May God use the words in Psalm 84 to speak to our hearts.
让我们能够真明白神拯救我们的心意和目的。
So that we can truly know the purpose and the goal for which He has saved us.
这首诗篇是非常优美的一首诗篇。
This is an exquisite psalm.
它被普遍的被人称为是诗篇中的珍珠。
Commonly, this is known as the pearl of all the psalms.
所以我们知道这首诗篇的内容，它的价值是非常宝贵的。
So we know that the content of the psalm is indeed has great value.
在这个诗篇的一开始，诗人做了一个宣告。
At the beginning of the psalm, the psalmist made a proclamation.
他说：“万军之耶和华，你的居所何等可爱！”
He said, "How lovely are thy dwelling places, O Lord of hosts."
我们知道。耶和华的居所之所以可爱
We know that the Lord of Hosts' dwelling places are lovely
主要的还不是那个建筑物本身
It's not because of the building structure itself
乃是因为这位可爱的神住在那里
It is because the lovely God dwells there
我们知道神在哪里哪里就是神的同在
We know that wherever God is, His presence is there
是神的同在吸引了这个诗人
It is the presence of God that has attracted the psalmist.
叫那耶和华的居所就成为一个令人可爱慕的地方。
So that the dwelling places of the Lord becomes a adorable place for people.
这实在是也是今天在地上的教会所应该有的光景。
This is also a condition that churches on earth today should manifest.
因着神在他的教会当中。
Because God is in among his churches.
叫人心里面产生一个爱慕。
So that there come out pours an adoration and love toward God.
他们可想能够来到耶和华的居所。
They longed and yearned for the dwelling places of the Lord.
他们渴望能够住在神的同在里头。
They longed to dwell in the presence of God.
因着对神同在的一个爱慕。
Because he has this love toward the presence of God.
诗人在这里就发出一个这样的一个可想和呼求。
So the psalmist here proclaims this longing and this proclamation.
他说他可想，他羡慕可想耶和华的愿语。
The psalmist said that he longed and even yearned for the courts of the Lord.
他何等盼望能够活在神的同在里头。
How he desired to dwell in the presence of God.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们蒙了神何等大的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, today we have gained much grace from God.
我们对这位可爱的神有了一点认识。
We have a little bit of knowledge about this lovely God.
但是我们的心是不是像诗人一样，这样渴慕神的自己？
However, do we have the hearts of the psalmist that long for God himself?
我们是不是天天可想能够这样子活在神的同在里头？
Do we daily long to dwell in the presence of God?
诗人在这段诗篇里头告诉我们他说在神的面前麻雀为自己找着了房屋。
The psalmist says here that the bird also has found a house.
燕子为自己找着抱雏之窝。
And the swallow a nest for herself where she may lay her young.
这是今天神的教会在地上的一个光景。
This should also be a condition of the churches on the earth today.
叫一些那些像我们一样孤单可怜的人。
So people just like us, lonely and pitiful.
像麻雀一样，能够在神的同在里头，还能够找着安息的所在。
So just like the bird, we can find a resting place in the presence of God.
神的教会也因着他神的同在，叫麻雀，叫对不起，像那照那个劳碌奔波的燕子，他也能够找着抱雏之窝。
And just like people who are spinning their wheels and labors and toils, but just like even those people, just like the swallow, they can find a nest where they may lay their young.
那劳碌奔波的燕子，还能够在神的同在里头，还能够在那里繁衍生命。
The swallow that is spinning his wheels for labors and toils before God, they can get into procreation.
我最近听到一个姐妹的分享。
Recently, I've heard about a sharing by a sister.
她分享到她在家里头她那还没有信主的丈夫
She shared about her husband who has not believed in the Lord
在家里头 是如何的在那里逼迫我们信主的姐妹。
In the family, he really did persecute our sister.
他不愿意我们姐妹来亲近主。
He does not desire our sister to draw near to our Lord.
甚至呢，在读圣经的他们的孩子。
He didn't even want her to read the Bible to their children, their child.
甚至用言语来威胁，要将圣经丢到垃圾桶里。
So with his words, he threatened that he would toss the Bible into the trash can.
但是我们感谢我们的主。
However, we thank our Lord.
我们的主是我们姐妹和孩子们安息的地方。
Our Lord is the dwelling places, the resting places for our sister and her child.
我们姐妹她知道带着孩子能够来到神的面前。
Our sister knows that if she can bring her child before the presence of God,
能够得恩惠，蒙连续。做随时的帮助
that they can find grace and receive mercy for help in times of need.
在家中这样一个艰难的环境里头
even among all this affliction in the family,
我们姐妹就像那燕子一样
our sister is just like the swallow.
她能够带着她的孩子能够找着一个抱雏之窝
she can carry her child and find a nest where she may lay her young.
她能够在神从神那里还能够得着安慰
from God she received comfort.
她知道仍然要亲近主。
She knows that she still needs to draw near to the Lord.
还要在主面前为那还不信主的丈夫为他的救恩祷告。
Also, she knows that she has to pray for the salvation of her husband.
这里诗人说，如此住在你殿中的变为有福。
Here the psalmist says, "How blessed are those who dwell in thy house."
弟兄姐妹，这是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
神的恩典实在是能够满足我们一切的需求。
The grace of God can indeed satisfy all our needs.
但是神的恩典，他还要带领我们进入他更深的心意。
However, God's grace will lead us into a deeper desire of His heart.
就是这里诗人所说的，如此啊，靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，这人变为有福。
And this is the deeper desire of the Lord, which is how blessed is the man whose strength is in Thee, in whose hearts are the highways to Zion.
在圣经中。锡安的意义乃是神掌权。
In the Bible, the significance of Zion is that this is where God rules and reigns.
我们知道大卫的宝座是设立在锡安。
We know that David established his throne in Zion.
而当大卫做以色列王的时候，神就借着大卫在那里来做王掌权，在他的百姓中间。
After David became king, God ruled and reigned through David among his people.
所以圣经为大卫做见证说大卫是合神心意的人。
Therefore, the Bible testified for David that this is a man after God's own heart.
他在他那个世代按着神的旨意服侍他那个世代的人。
In David's generation, he served his people according to the will of God.
所以我们知道在表面上来看大卫做以色列的王做王掌权。
So on the outside, we can see that King David was ruling and reigning.
但是我们看见背后乃是神在那里借着大卫来牧养他的百姓。
But at the back, it was really the Lord who was shepherding his people.
这是锡安的意思。
This is the meaning of Zion.
我们知道神也向大卫起了誓，立了约。
We also know that God has sworn to David and has established a covenant with him.
神对大卫说，我要建立你的后裔直到永远。
God said to David that I will establish your seed forever.
我要建立你的宝座直到万代。
And I will build up your throne to all generations.
是在诗篇89篇所说的。
This is recorded in Psalm 89.
那神所应许大卫的这位后裔是谁呢？
And so who is this seed of David that God had promised David?
神的宝座是存到万代呢？
And who is this throne that will be established to all generations?
我们知道大卫的儿子所罗门他后来接续他做王。
We know that Solomon continued to be king after David.
虽然所罗门有超过凡人的智慧
Even though Solomon has a wisdom that surpasses all people
他做以色列王的时候他的国家也非常的富足强盛
And when he was king of Israel the country was very prosperous and strong
但是所罗门的宝座并没有存到永远
However the throne of Solomon did not endure forever
难道神的应许落空了吗
Is it true that the promise of God could not come true?
没有
No
在罗马书一章三节神主的话告诉我们
So in Romans 1:3, the word of God said to us
论到神的儿子我主耶稣基督按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的 按圣善的灵说，他因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
Concerning his son, who was born a descendant of David, according to the flesh, who was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead, according to the Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ our Lord.
所以我们知道主耶稣基督在肉身来看，他是大卫的后裔。
So Jesus Christ, we know that from the flesh, he is a descendant of David.
但他因从死里复活，以大能显明他是神的儿子。
But he was declared a son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead.
在希伯来书一章八节更告诉我们。
In Hebrews 1:8, the Bible further tells us.
叫我们看见神与大卫的后裔所立的约，那个后裔就是我们主耶稣。
That it shows us that the descendant of David that was establishing this covenant with God is indeed the Lord Jesus Christ.
在希伯来书说，论到子却说，神啊。你的宝座是永永远远的，你的国权是正直的。
But of the Son, he says, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the righteous scepter is the scepter of His kingdom.
所以我们看见这是神永远的心意。
So we see that this is His eternal will.
神要借着他的儿子，我主耶稣基督做王掌权，直到永远。
So God will rule and reign through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, forever and ever.
这是锡安真正的意义。
This is the true meaning of Zion.
在这里我们看见诗人因着亲近神，
We know that because the psalmist drew near to God,
他因着渴慕神，
Because he longed for God,
他就明白了神的心意，
He understood the heart desire of God.
所以他心里头产生一个更深的渴慕，
So from his heart there outflowed a deeper longing.
就是想往锡安大道去，
Which is that he wanted to be on this highways to Zion.
所以这心中想往锡安的人，
So these people whose heart are the highways to Zion,
就是在地上有一帮的人，他们是以神掌权作为他们生活目标的人。
So this refers to a group of people on this earth who wanted God to rule and reign as their goal in life.
对他们来讲，他们在地上的生活有一个目标。
So to them, they have a purpose in life when they live on this earth.
这个目标就是锡安。
And the purpose is Zion.
这个目标就是神掌权。
And this goal is for God to rule and reign.
我们知道当大卫还没有做全以色列王之前，
We know that before King David became king of Israel,
在以色列当中有一帮的人，他们奋勇要帮助大卫得国。
There's a group of people who were very courageous and they fought to get the kingdom for David.
他们不惜他们个人性命与安危。
They did not consider their own life or danger to be anything of great significance.
他们也不顾自己生活与享受。
They also disregard their own livelihood and their own enjoyment in life.
他们只有一个共同的目标。
And they have this one common goal in life.
他们同有一个心志。
And they have this one desire in the heart.
就是要照着神所应许大卫的，叫大卫做全以色列的王。
Which is to make David king in all of Israel according to the desire of God.
这帮人在圣经当中被称为大卫的勇士。
These people are referred to as the mighty men of David in the Bible.
在提摩太后书第二章，将要为主殉道的保罗也劝勉年轻的提摩太。
In 2 Timothy, Paul was about to be martyred, and he exhorted the young Timothy in this manner.
我们知道保罗一生忠心侍奉我们的神。
We know that the Paul served God with all his heart, all his life.
在他写提摩太后书的时候，他知道自己离世的时间不长了。
Paul knew that he was about to depart from this world when he was writing 2 Timothy.
所以他写提摩太后书来劝勉提摩太。
So he wrote 2 Timothy to give some encouragement to Timothy.
要在基督耶稣的恩典里头刚强起来。
That he be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
要为着主基督耶稣与保罗同受苦难。
And he also asked him to suffer hardship with Paul.
就好像基督的精兵。
As a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
为了叫基督能够掌权。
So that Christ could rule and reign.
能够做王。
And Christ would be king.
保罗劝勉提摩太与基督一同受苦。
So Paul exhorted Timothy to suffer hardship with him.
这是保罗在地上一生奔跑的一个目标。
This is the goal by which Paul ran on earth.
他也将这样的一个心志交通给年轻的提摩太。
He also fellowshipped his heart's desire with the young Timothy.
今天早晨在擘饼的聚会中，
Today in our table meeting,
是每一次主借着饼杯 都以他的爱来激励我们。
Every time God constrained us with His love through the table, the bread and the cup.
叫我们能够以这样的心智为我们一生生活的目标。
So that we can use this goal as our purpose in life.
这叫基督在我们身上能够作王掌权。
That Christ may be ruling and reigning in our lives.
叫基督能够在我们的聚会当中作王掌权。
That Christ may be ruling and reigning in our assembly.
当我想到我们的聚会
，As I meditate upon our assembly，
我就为着我们在聚会中服侍主的一些弟兄姐妹们感谢主。
I thank the Lord for the brothers and sisters who are willing to serve in our midst。
特别在我们中间负责的弟兄们。
I particularly am thankful to the brothers who are responsible。
他们从衷心的从主那里领受在神家中的托付。
And faithfully they received the entrustment from the Lord for the house of God.
他们将自己摆上。
They yielded themselves to the Lord.
为着神的家。
And for the household of God.
为着基督能够在聚会中作王掌权。
So that Christ could rule and reign in the assembly.
为此感谢赞美主。
So for this I thank and praise the Lord.
但是我们看见我们的弟兄们他们不太愿意来使用一个权柄。
However, we see that our brothers are not willing to exercise their power.
虽然他们从主领受了托付，
Even though they have received the entrustment from the Lord.
主也将权柄赐给他们。
The Lord has also given them authority.
但是我们看见我们弟兄们他们不愿意随意的来使用这个权柄。
We can see that our brothers are not willing to exercise their authority at will.
就他们心里头却有同样一个心智。
But they also have the same desire in their heart.
就是盼望我们的主基督能够在我们的聚会当中能够作王掌权。
They also hope that our Lord Jesus Christ can rule and reign in our midst.
我就想到弟兄们在过去的日子里。
I think about our brothers in the past.
常常提醒劝勉我们能够在主日擘饼聚会前提早来到聚会当中。
Our brothers have always reminded us to be slightly early for table meeting.
弟兄姐妹，我知道我们都有不同的难处。
Brothers and sisters, we know that we all have different difficulties.
有些时候我们心里头也愿意能够那样子预备我们自己来敬拜我们的神。
Sometimes we did have the desire to prepare our hearts to worship our God in this manner.
这当我想到我们弟兄们在那里以神的慈悲来劝勉我们。
And I think about how our brothers used by the mercies of God to entreat with us.
他们并没有用他们的权柄来命令我们或要求我们。
They did not use their authority to command us to obey.
我就想到我们的神，他实在是有权柄。
And I also think about our God truly has authority.
今天我们的神用他的全能托住万有。
Today he used all his power to hold everything in his hands.
我就想月球绕着地球转。
I think about how the moon rotates around the sun.
地球绕着太阳转。
And the earth rotates around the sun.
这么浩瀚的宇宙，有这么多的星球在那里运转。
In this vast universe, there's all these galaxies rotating.
神能够叫他准确的在什么时间走到什么地方。
God can enable each one of the galaxies and stars to get to the right place at the right time.
这是神的全能。
This is the mighty power of God.
但今天神却没有用他这个全能来控制我们。
But today God did not use this mighty power to control us.
我想如果神用他的全能叫我们九点二十五分就到达这个聚会的地方。
If God uses mighty power to tell us to be here at 9:25,
或者早一点9:20,
or 9:20 a.m.
弟兄姐妹，你想一想，神能不能做到
？Do you think God would not be able to do it?
神能够叫浩瀚宇宙这样有规律的在那里运转
？God can cause the entire galaxy to rotate in orbit.
神能不能叫我们9:20能够来到聚会的地方？
Can God not tell us to be at the building at 9:25?
神能不能叫我们早上六点钟起床来亲近他
？Can God not command us to get up at 6 a.m. to draw near to Him?
神能不能叫我们十点钟晚上十点钟准时上床睡觉
？Can God not make us go to bed at 10 p.m.
这都是为了我们的益处。
This is all for our benefit.
但神有没有勉强我们
？But God did not make us.
没有。
He did not.
今天神如果要勉强我们。
If God wants us to force us,
我们每一个人都属灵了。
We can all be spiritual.
但是神因着爱我们。
But because God loves us,
他很久的忍耐。
His love is long-suffering.
他一直的等候。
He waits constantly.
等候我们甘心乐意的愿意来爱他，来亲近他。
He wants us to be willing with all our heart to love him and to draw near to him.
叫我们心里头是甘心乐意的，愿意预备好来敬拜亲近我们的神。
So that we're totally willing to be prepared to draw near to our God.
这是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
叫我们在地上有这样的一个心智作为我们生活的目标。
So that we have this mindset on this earth as a goal of our life.
就是盼望愿意让主基督能够在我们生活当中在我们家庭里头来做王掌权
which is to let Christ, the Lord Christ, Jesus rule and reign in our daily life
不是出于勉强乃是甘心乐意
not out of any compulsion but with a willing heart we're doing this
在圣经当中这里说到往锡安大道
here the Bible talks about highways to Zion
他讲到大道
These are highways
英文叫 highway 啊为什么它是大道呢
Why are these large thoroughfares
我们知道主耶稣告诉我们说告诉门徒说那进天国的门是窄的路是小的
We know that the Lord Jesus told us that the gate to heaven is narrow and the path is not wide
那这里为什么说往锡安的路呢是大道呢
Why does it refer to a highways or large thoroughfares to Zion?
这是因为这条路是通往神荣耀的旨意。
Because this way is to his glorious purpose.
因为锡安神要掌权。
Because in Zion, God would rule and reign.
所以通往神旨意的这条道路它是一条大道。
So this way to the will of God is a large thoroughfare or highway.
它是崇高的。
It is lofty.
它是伟大的。
It is vast.
这是锡安大道。
So these are the highways to Zion.
我最近读到一点关于在19世纪末在中国全匪之乱中殉道受难一些宣教士的见证。
Recently, I've been reading about a lot of the martyred missionaries in the Boxer Revolution.
那是在他们在为主殉道之前他们写信给远方的亲人或家人最后的遗书或是遗言。
These are their last writings or their last words recorded to the relatives who are far away.
我想用一点时间啊，读几篇他们的遗书或是遗言给弟兄姐妹。
I'd like to read some selected last words or the last writing.
这里有一位弟兄。
There's a brother here.
是八教士。
David Barrett.
在他在全匪之乱为主殉道之前他写了这样一句话
Right before the Boxer Riot took place he wrote these words
我想请姐妹先读原文我再翻译成中文
This is his writing I am like the ox ready for either the plow or the altar
我像是一头公牛或用我耕田或放我在祭坛上我都准备就绪了这里再读一篇再读一个是一位姓燕牧师
Reverend Sidney Enos This is some of his writings I do not regret I came to China And although all my life will have been short It will in some way have fulfilled the Master's will
虽然我的生命短促但我没有后悔到中国来因这已经成就了神的旨意愿主的旨意成全。
May the Lord's will be done.
这边有一位姐妹是她在离世之前最后的一句话。
There's also a sister, some words written by a sister. It was a great joy to me to be counted worthy to have fellowship with Christ in his sufferings.
对我来说，能够配得上与基督一同受苦，这就是最大的喜乐了。我再读一篇，再读两篇。这是我有一位姓马的弟兄。
There's also a Reverend McCarroll. Oh, Mr. McKay. What a comfort at such times it is it to know that the dear Lord can never make a mistake.
这是一位姓纪的牧师他所讲的，在这境遇中认识到亲爱的主永远不会做错，那是何等大的安慰。最后再读一位毕牧师他最后的遗书。
There's also the last words written by a brother Pitkin. In the meantime, we may not be left to see the end. It is a grand cost to die in. Jesus shall reign, but we do hope a long life may be for us in this work.
如今我们或不能活着看到动乱的结局，然而这是为了最高的使命和救义。愿主耶稣作王。当然，我们都希望能够活下去，继续做主的工作。他最后写给他儿子的一句遗言。
He also had these last words for his son. He prayed with Lao Man, the faithful, and left him one parting word. Lao Man said, "He tell the mother of his son to tell him that his father's last wish was that when he is 25 years of age, he should come to China as a missionary."
在他为主殉道之前，他与他忠心的仆人老万祷告之后，他说：“老万。”请告诉小河里的母亲，就是他的妻子，嘱咐小河里，就是他的儿子，他父亲最后的遗愿是：当你25岁时，要以宣教士身份再回到中国。我想最后再读一个就好了，是一位姓汤的弟兄，他最后的遗言。
And these are his last words by Brother Thompson.Now I will close, and God, our Father, take care of us or take us. His will be done.
现在我要停笔了，求父神眷顾我们，或是接我们回天家，愿主旨意成就。兄姐妹，我读这些为主在中国殉道的弟兄姐妹他们最后的遗言的目的。
The purpose for me to read to you these last words of these martyred missionaries in China.
我想大多数我们今天蒙恩得救都与他们为主所摆上的有关。
Because we, most of us have been saved because of what they have done.
他将他们的血洒在中国。
They have shed their blood in China.
他将他们的生命为主舍在中国。
They have given up their lives in China.
他们只有一个心志。
And they only have one desire.
他们只有一个愿望。
And they have only one hope.
就是愿主的旨意成就
，which is for the will of Lord to be done。
用你们，这是一帮心中向往锡安大道的人。
These are the people in whose hearts are the highways to Zion。
这是一帮他们用他们的生活、用他们的生命来为主做见证的人。
They testify of the Lord with their living and their lives。
他们愿意为着让神掌权，他们付出一切的代价。
They have paid all the price in order for God to rule and reign。
他们乃是与保罗同做一个见证。
They also made the same testimony as Paul.
无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Which is Christ shall even evermore as always be exalted in his body, whether by life or by death.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们今天或许没有能够像我们这些弟兄姐妹们那样子为主殉道。
Today we may not have the opportunity to be martyred as these brothers and sisters.
但是在我们蒙恩的人身上，我们至少应该有一个这样的愿望。
However, we who have been saved by grace at least should have this desire.
有这样的一个可想，就是愿意让主耶稣基督在我们身上作王。
And to have this yearning that to have Christ Jesus be ruling and reigning in our lives.
在我们的生活当中。
In our lives.
在我们的家庭里头。
In our family life,
总叫基督作王掌权
so that Christ will be ruling and reigning.
那在我们身上，既然知道神的旨意是让基督作王掌权
so now that we know that God wants Christ to be ruling and reigning in our lives,
我们蒙了神的恩典，我们心里头实在是也有这样的一个渴望
and we have received this grace from the Lord, and we also have this desire.
叫基督真能够在我们身上来作王
so that Christ can indeed be ruling and reigning
我们身上却有一个难处
however we have this difficulty
这个难处就是我们的肉体。
And the difficulty is created by the flesh.
就是我们的己。
Which is our self-life.
弟兄姐妹，我们感谢赞美主，今天下午有十一位弟兄姐妹，他们蒙恩典，蒙恩得救。
We thank the Lord that there are 11 brothers and sisters who have been saved by grace.
他们要借着受浸来见证神的恩典在他们身上。
Through baptism, they want to testify of God's grace in them.
他们借着受浸，他们宣告他们乃是与主基督耶稣要联合。
Through their baptism, they want to testify that they're in union with the Lord Jesus Christ.
借着受浸，他们表明一个事实。
Through their baptism, they want to manifest one fact.
是基督是他们的主。
Which is Christ is their Lord.
基督是他们的王。
Christ is their King.
他们所表明的这个事实是不能改变的。
This is a fact that cannot be altered.
当我们听了神的福音，领受了主基督耶稣做我们的主。
After we've heard the gospel of God and we have received Jesus Christ as our Savior,
神就把主耶稣基督的生命赐给我们。
God gave the life of Jesus Christ to us.
主就住在我们里面。
And Christ dwells in us.
他永远都不离开。
He will not forsake us ever.
无论我们是如何软弱。
No matter how weak we are.
无论我们是如何的怀疑。
No matter how doubtful we become.
弟兄姐妹，这个事实。基督住在我们里面这个事实是不能改变的。
The reality is that Christ dwells in us, and it is unalterable.
这是神给我们的救恩。
This is the salvation from God.
这是神与我们所立的约。
This is the covenant that God established with us.
是永远不改变。
This cannot be changed forever.
仇敌撒旦也知道。
The enemy Satan, it also knew.
撒旦知道他无论在做什么，他也不能改变在我们身上神所成就的救恩。
The enemy also knows that no matter what it can do, it cannot alter the salvation that God has done in us.
仇敌撒旦知道，他无论做什么都不能叫把我们里面的这个耶稣基督的生命拿走。
Satan, the enemy, also knows that no matter what it can do, it cannot take away the life of Christ in us.
但是撒旦他却做一件事。
But Satan does one thing.
就是借着我们里面的肉体。
Which is through the flesh that is in us.
借着我们这个己的生命。
Through the self-life,
他来拦阻神的旨意成就在我们身上。
Satan wants to hinder the will of God to be accomplished in us.
他借着我们的肉体，借着我们的己，叫基督不能在我们身上来做王掌权。
Through our flesh and through our self-life, Christ cannot rule and reign in us.
所以从我们这些蒙恩人身上，神就不能得着主耶稣基督的见证。
So we have been saved by grace. We no longer manifest the testimony of Jesus Christ.
虽然荣耀的基督住在我们里面
，even though the glorious Christ dwells in us，
但是因着肉体和己的缘故
，but because of the flesh and the self-life，
荣耀的基督不能从我们身上被彰显出来
，the glorious Christ cannot be manifested from us，
不能被人看见
，it cannot be seen by people。
这是仇敌的工作
，this is the work of the enemy。
所以在这里让我们看到那通往锡安的大道它就必须要经过流泪谷。
And therefore we see here that in the pathways to Zion, you have to pass through the valley of Baca.
我们要达到神旨意只有一条道路。
To get to the will of God, there's only one way.
必须要经过流泪谷。
Which is to pass through the valley of Baca.
这流泪谷就是十字架的道路。
The valley of Baca is equivalent to the way of the cross.
当我们经过十字架的道路我们会有流泪的时候。
As we go through the way of cross, we do have moments to shed tears.
就像前面的弟兄姐妹们，他们为着神的旨意所流的眼泪。
Just like those earlier brothers and sisters, they have shed tears for the will of God.
他们为着让基督做王，他们所流的眼泪。
They have shed tears because they wanted Christ to rule and reign.
主耶稣在马太福音十三章那边曾经用了一个比喻，用的一个。贵重的重价的珍珠呢来比喻天国。
In Matthew 13, Jesus used the parable of a pearl of fine value to mention the kingdom of heaven.
Kingdom. 就讲到天国讲到神掌权。
So this kingdom of heaven is where God rules and reigns.
也就是说那好比一颗贵重的珍珠。
Jesus said that it is like a pearl of fine value.
我们到了启示录末了二十一章的地方我们看见当圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降
at the later part of the Bible in Revelations, when we see the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven.
我们看见神荣耀的旨意完全成就的时候,
we see that when the glorious purpose of God is fully accomplished,
圣城新耶路撒冷有十二个门,
the new Holy Jerusalem has 12 gates.
这十二个门,每一个门就是一颗珍珠,
and each of these 12 gates was a pearl.
我就稍微研究了一下这个天然这个贵重的珍珠是怎么产生的。
So I studied how a natural pearl is formed.
这个珍珠的产生还是当那个珍珠贝它受伤了。
A pearl is formed when the mollusk is hurt.
当它受伤了以后呢，它就感到非常的痛苦，非常的难受。
When the mollusk is hurt, it feels very painful and it's unbearable.
所以这个珍珠贝呢，它从它体内呢就分泌出一些的物质。
So out of the inner body of this mollusk, it secreted some secretion.
像液体的一些物质。
It is a liquid.
就好像珍珠贝的眼泪。
It is almost like the tears of the pearl.
这些液体呢，它就一层一层的把它受伤的地方那个伤口呢，一层一层的给它包扎起来。
So this secretion is like bandaging the wound, layer over layer.
有的经过数个月，有的经过数年的时间。
Time, you know, like several months and several years would pass.
这一层一层，这珍珠层所包裹起来的那个物质呢，就成为那极贵重的珍珠。
And what the secretion created, the surrounding the wound becomes this pearl of fine value.
这是那又美丽又有价值的珍珠，它形成的一个过程。
This is the process by which a beautiful fine pearl is formed.
这个珍珠层哈，珍珠它的一层一层珍珠层哈，它的层越薄越多呢，就像这颗珍珠呢越漂亮，它的光泽就越美。
So the more layers of these secretions and the thinner the layers, the pearl will become more beautiful and has more luster.
它的价值也就越宝贵。
And the value would be even greater.
对于一些比较大一点的珍珠
for some larger pearls.
这个珍珠贝呢，它甚至必须要付出一个生命的代价。
The mollusk may have to pay with its own price to create this big pearl.
才能够叫这样的一个贵重的珍珠能够被产生。
So that a pearl of fine value can be created.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们就明白。
So brothers and sisters, we do understand.
在我们蒙神恩典的神儿里面所遭遇的事。
When we who have been saved by grace encounter certain things in our lives,
无论在家里、在工作、在聚会、在环境中各样的苦难
all the affliction in the family, in our lives, and at work, and in the assembly,
神的心意乃是会叫我们的这个己的生命、我们的魂的生命会感受到难受。
God's desire is to cause our soul life and our flesh to feel pain,
会叫我们这个己感到痛苦。
And to feel, for our flesh life to feel that it's unbearable.
然而在经过这样一个痛苦难受的过程中
However, through this unbearable pain,
当我们愿意顺服
when we desire to yield to him,
我们愿意舍己
we're willing to deny ourselves,
我们愿意把我们这个天然己的生命放在死的地位上
we're willing to put our self-life in the position of death,
虽然我们的魂的生命会感受到痛苦难受
Even though in our soul life we feel this unbearable pain,
但是就是在这个一个漫长的过程当中
but through this very, very long process,
基督柔美的生命就一层一层的形成在我们身上
The glorious, beautiful life of Christ will be formed in us layer over layer.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道这些的苦难并不等于十字架
Brothers and sisters, we know that not all affliction is equivalent to the cross.
神在家里头，在工作里头，在环境里头量给我们一些的环境
God has measured out certain conditions in our family life, in our job, and in our assembly.
可能是在夫妻之间
Maybe it's between relationships between spouses.
可能是在聚会中弟兄姐妹中间
Maybe it's relationships with brothers and sisters in the assembly.
可能是在我们的工作上
Maybe it is conditions occurring in our jobs.
在我们的健康上
Or conditions in our health.
神借着这些的环境它乃是要达到一个目的
But through all these circumstances, God wants to accomplish one goal.
就是叫我们这个肉体、这个己的生命能够被破碎。
So that the flesh and the self-life can be broken.
叫我们这个人能够软下来。
so that we can be softened and mellowed down.
我们愿意把自己放在死的地位上。
So we're willing to put ourselves in the position of death.
我们愿意以耶稣基督的死来联合。
We're willing to be united with the likeness of his death.
好叫基督的复活能够在我们身上能够显明。
So that the likeness of his resurrection can also be manifested in us.
这过程就像那个珍珠的形成一样。
This process is not unlike the manufacturing process of a pearl.
它会是缓慢的。
It may be extremely slow.
可能是痛苦的。
It may be painful.
但就是借着这样一层一层的在我们身上，基督生命渐渐的成型。
But the life of Christ is gradually formed layer over layer over layer.
好像我们这个人的生命能够彰显出基督生命的荣美。
So that the glorious life of Christ can be manifested from us.
就像那珍珠一样。
It's just like that pearl.
将来能够在那圣城新耶路撒冷能够有份。
So that in the future you can have a portion in that new Jerusalem.
也叫我们今天能够在地上成为主耶稣基督见证的彰显。
And we can also be a manifestation of the testimony of Jesus Christ on this earth.
就你们这些的苦难并不一定是非常特别大的事情。
Brothers and sisters, these afflictions may not be large matters.
我们最近在与弟兄姐妹在一同读罗马书。
I have been reading with the brothers and sisters the book of Romans.
那我们姐妹有个姐妹就分享一个见证。
Our sister made the sharing.
这姐妹说啊，她是一个新女性。
This sister said she's a feminist.
新女性什么意思呢
？What is the meaning of being a feminist?
我自己给她一个定义哈，就是呢不是什么都顺服的。
Which is she won't be subject to everything.
姐妹说啊。常常她的丈夫呢，在家里在管教孩子的时候
，Our sister shared that when in the matter of disciplining the children，
当我们姐妹呢有不同的想法和看法的时候
，She may have different opinions with her husband。
那我们姐妹呢，她就会顶回去
，And so our sister would oppose with words。
她就会挑战那丈夫的权柄。
She would challenge the authority of the husband。
虽然她知道丈夫在家里呢应该是做头的。
Even though she knows that the husband ought to be the head of the family.
但是她天然的生命呢总是是对着干。
However, her natural self would want to oppose everything he does.
所以家里面就产生一些难处。
So there are difficulties in the family.
几周前呢姐妹与我们一同读到罗马书。
A few weeks ago, our sister read with us in the book of Romans.
我想我不翻哈，我只确定一下，我想应该是在十三章。在十三章那边。
In chapter 13,
主的话说，在上有权柄的人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神。
It says that let every person be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God.
我们就交通到这个顺服在地上顺服这个有权柄的呢，就是顺服神。
And we fellowshiped about how being subjection to these governing authorities equates being subject to God.
感谢主，姐妹听进去了。
We thank God that our sister really heard these words.
前几天早上当一大早那个丈夫在在管教他女儿的时候
，a few days later when the husband was disciplining their daughter.
姐妹在旁边一下子就想说，她要来保护女儿。
Our sister said that she needed to protect the daughter.
她跟丈夫顶一顶。
And she wanted to yell back at the husband.
说一说理由。
And to reason with the husband.
突然间姐妹就想起我们那天晚上交通主的话语。那在上有权柄的人人当顺服。
And suddenly, these words from Romans 13:1 reminded her that every person ought to be in subjection to the governing authorities.
因为顺服这个神所立的权柄呢就是顺服神。
Because to be subject to these authorities is equivalent of being subject to God.
感谢主。圣灵恩膏的提醒呢，姐妹呢，她就服下来了。
Because of the reminder of the anointing Holy Spirit, our sister submitted.
然后就提醒女儿说：“哎呀，爸爸叫你做的事情，你怎么会忘记没有做呢
？”So she tried to remind the daughter, "Well, your father asked you to do this. Why didn't you do it?"
姐妹就提醒女儿说：“要顺服父亲。
”And so the sister reminded the daughter to obey her parents.
要做中文功课。
And to do the Chinese homework.
姐妹分享还要感谢主。
And our sister shared that thank the Lord.
因着她这样的一个顺服呢，就免去了家里面的一场风暴。
Because of her subjecting to her husband, they avoided a family crisis.
因为从前她不顺服的时候他们夫妻两个人就吵起来了。
Because in earlier times when she would not be subject to her husband, the two of them would start to argue.
家里就没有安息了。
And there is no peace in the family.
基督也就不能做王。
And Christ can no longer rule and reign.
但借着我们姐妹这样小小的顺服。
Because of this little subjection by our sister.
她知道她乃是顺服神所立的权柄。
She knows that she's subjecting to the authority established by God.
她乃是顺服神。
She is being subjection to God.
基督就在他们家中做王掌权。
Therefore, Christ rules and reigns in their family.
所以你们当我们这样子来顺服主的时候
As we be in subjection to the Lord in this manner,
我们的魂生命我们的己或许会感到难受感到痛苦
Even though our soul life and our flesh can have this unbearable pain,
甚至有些时候是漫长的一段过程
And maybe this is a very long process you have to endure.
我最近听到有姐妹分享到她的工作上有难处身体上有难处
Recently I've heard about a sister who shared that she has difficulties in her health and at her job
但是我们姐妹知道来依靠来亲近主
But our sister knows to trust in the Lord and to draw near to the Lord
她顺服在主所量给她的一切的环境
She becomes subjected to all the circumstances that the Lord has measured for her
我们就看见从姐妹的里头就产生了珍珠的荣美
So from our sister, we can see this glorious beauty of the pearl.
在这样的难处中，我们看见姐妹就成了一个更深的渴慕。
And through all the affliction from within our sister, there is this deeper longing.
就是有主就够了。
Which is it is enough to just have the Lord.
工作可以没有。
You don't have to have a job.
健康可以没有。
You don't have to have good health.
但我们姐妹认识到主的宝贵。
But our sister knows the surpassing value of knowing Jesus Christ our Lord.
她愿意服在神所量的环境里头。
She wants to be in subjection to the circumstances measured by the Lord.
她愿意舍己背起十字架。
She is willing to deny herself and pick up her cross.
她愿意说，主啊，愿你的旨意成就。
She is willing to say, May your will be done, Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这就是流泪谷。
Brothers and sisters, this is the valley of Baca.
这就是十字架。
This is the cross.
就是保罗所见证的这至战至亲的苦楚要在我们身上成就那极重无比永远的荣耀
This is what Paul has testified that for momentary light affliction shall create in us the weight of glory without, beyond all comparisons
在圣城新耶路撒冷有十二个珍珠门
In the new Jerusalem there are 12 pearly gates
那个珍珠是怎么来的呢
How are these pearls formed?
就是借着这十字架的过程而得着的。
These pearls are gained through the process of the cross.
因为我们在主面前也有这样的心愿。
May we also have the same desire before the Lord.
叫基督生命能够借着这十字架在我们身上一点一点的成型。
So that the life of Christ can be formed little by little in our lives.
好叫在我们身上也能够显出那珍珠的荣美。
So that we can also manifest the glorious beauty of the pearl.
能够成为主的见证
And we can be a testimony for the Lord
在这里诗人说虽然他们经过了流泪谷
Here the psalmist said that even though they passed through the valley of Baca
他说呢叫这谷变为泉源之地并有秋雨之福盖满了全谷
They make it a spring The early rain also covers it with blessings
就你们十字架道路虽然是漫长痛苦的
Even though the way of the cross may be a long way and it may be painful,
是我们魂生命、我们的己感到痛苦。
But it's only the soul life and the flesh that are feeling the pain.
但是当我们这样子来行走，经过流泪谷。
However, as we pass through the valley of Baca in this manner,
这里就有奇妙的事情发生。
A wondrous thing happened.
这谷变为泉源之地。
They make it a spring.
我们看见在我们里头那基督的生命，就像泉源一样的涌流出来。
So we see that the life of Christ becomes the spring flowing out.
这样的生命不仅成为我们个人的经历。
This life not only becomes our own experience.
让我们能够经历到那从我们腹中能够流出那活水来。
So that we can experience the fact that from our innermost being there comes this flowing of life.
让我们能够经历那基督复活生命的大能在我们身上。
And we can also experience the great power of the resurrection life in us.
这泉涌的生命也成为我们周围人的供应和宝足
This outflowing of the living water can also become the provision and to be satisfying to the people around us
不但如此
Not only so
当我们这样经过流泪谷之后也会有秋雨之福盖满了全谷
After we pass through the valley of Baca, there's also the early rain that covers the valley with blessings.
我们看见圣灵就要浇灌在我们身上。
We see that the Holy Spirit will be poured out in us.
浇灌在我们中间。
And the Holy Spirit will be poured out among our midst.
圣灵就要将基督里一切的丰盛、一切属灵的丰富都倾倒下来。
And the Holy Spirit wants to pour out all the abundance in Christ and all the spiritual blessings to us.
这是何等蒙福的道路。
This is such a blessed way.
经过流泪谷。
To pass through the valley of Baca.
诗人说他们行走力上加力，个人到锡安朝见神。
The psalmist said, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them appears before God in Zion.
当我们经历了圣灵的浇灌。
After we have gone through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit,
当我们经历了主基督复活生命的大能在我们里头。
After we've experienced the great power of Christ's resurrection life in us,
成为我们的供应，成为我们的能力。
And that becomes our provision and becomes our strength.
我们就明白这行走锡安大道的能力不是出于我们自己。
We understand that the strength to take this pathway to Zion, highways to Zion, is not from us.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道神的心意，要我们经过流泪谷，要我们舍己背十字架来跟随主。
We know it is the desire of God for us to pass through the valley of Baca and to carry our cross to follow the Lord.
但弟兄姐妹，我想你们都知道，容不容易
？Brothers and sisters, you all know, is this easy?
舍己背十字架跟随主。容不容易?
Is it easy to deny yourself, carry the cross, and follow him?
难不难?
Is it difficult?
有些人说难。
Some people say it is difficult.
我说不难。
I said it is not difficult.
因为它是不可能的。
Because it is impossible.
靠着我们天然己的努力，靠着我们天然的力量，我们是不可能能够舍己。背十字架来跟从主。
By our natural strength and by our natural efforts, there is no way for us to deny ourselves and pick up the cross to follow Him.
若不是力上加力。
If it were not for this strength upon strength.
若不是圣灵将基督复活的能力加在我们身上。
If it weren't for the resurrection power that the Holy Spirit has added to us.
叫我们靠着基督的能力，我们是不可能能够舍己背十字架跟从主。
Without the strength from Christ, we cannot pick up the cross to follow Him.
弟兄姐妹，背十字架跟从，舍己背十字架跟从主的能力，不是出于我们自己。
So the strength that enables us to deny ourselves, pick up the cross, follow Him, is not from ourselves.
为什么当我们有心想要跟从主的时候
，Why is it that when we have this desire to follow the Lord,
我们反而觉得是那样的辛苦，是那样的痛苦
？Why is it that we feel even more painful and more unbearable?
那是因为我们想靠着我们自己天然人的力量，我们来跟从主。
Because we want to follow the Lord with our natural strength.
在这里让我们看见，我们必须经过流泪谷。
However, it shows us here we have to pass through the valley of Baca.
我们必须舍己，天天背起十字架。
We have to deny ourselves and pick up the cross daily.
只有把我们己放在死的地位上。
We have to put our self-life in the position of death.
我们才能够经历基督复活生命的大能，成为我们的供应。
Then we can experience the great power of His resurrection life as our strength.
成为我们跟从主的能力。
And that becomes the strength by which we follow the Lord.
这就是力上加力。
This is going from strength to strength.
我相信弟兄姐妹，包括我自己，我们都经历过一些小小的一个小小的经历。
I know that a lot of brothers and sisters, including myself, experienced this little thing.
想到当弟兄姐妹经过一周繁忙的工作
，After a long week of work，
还有家里头许多的事情
，After all these numerous things at home，
到了周五晚上来到聚会。
When we come to a Friday night assembly,
还有一个晚上的聚会
and this is a meeting at night.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹礼拜五来到聚会中的时候感觉怎么样
？I don't know how you feel when you come here on Friday nights.
不知道是不是觉得经过一个礼拜工作以后觉得很疲惫
？Are you exhausted after a whole week of work?
我记得以前我还住在 Clear Lake 的时候
，I remember I used to live in Clear Lake.
有一次礼拜三晚上。有一段时间礼拜三晚上就很渴慕的能够来参加教会祷告聚会
There was a period of time when I longed to go to prayer meeting at the fellowship hall on Wednesday night
因为我平常上班坐公车比较轻松
Because I normally take the bus to work
但是如果晚上要来礼拜三要来教会参加祷告会呢就得要自己开车
But if I wanted to attend the prayer meeting on Wednesday night I have to drive myself
就比较辛苦一点
It is it takes more energy out of me
下了班还要从downtown反方向才能够来到西南区
And from downtown, I have to drive in reverse traffic to come to the southwest area.
如果在聚祷告会完了以后再回到家里面，差不多快十一点了。
After a prayer meeting, after I drive home, it will be after close to 11 p.m.
有一次呢，我准备好了。
One time I was all prepared.
就早上我是开车去上班。
In the morning I drove to work.
然后就还要付钱再停在停车场。
I even had to pay money at the parking garage.
准备下班呢，就是要来教会参加祷告会。
I was all prepared to go to prayer meeting after work.
但那一天呢，不知道为什么特别特别忙。
But for whatever reason, that day I was insanely busy at work.
我工作了一整天之后，到了六点钟左右。
After I worked all day at about 6 p.m.
我总心里面还想着要参加来到教会参加祷告会。
My heart desired to go to the prayer meeting.
当我拖着疲惫的身子坐到我的车上。
As I brought my tired body into my car.
我第一次感觉到那个累啊，累到眼睛都睁不开。
I experienced for the first time in my life that I was so exhausted I could not even open my eyes.
我就在那里挣扎。
So I started to struggle.
我现在如果勉强的我还能够开回家。
With all my might, I could reach home.
但如果我还要开到新南区。
But if I had to drive to the southwest area,
还要在那里待一个晚上。
And I have to spend the whole night here.
再开很远的路回到家里。
Then I have to drive a long way back home.
那时候都十一点了。
It would be 11 p.m.
隔一天还要上班。
The next day I had to go to work again.
我想说那怎么可能呢？
I said, this is not possible.
但感谢主的恩典。
But we thank the Lord for his grace.
主给我在里头有一点点的渴慕。
The Lord grant me a little bit of desire in my heart.
我就对主说。
So I said to the Lord,
主啊，不管怎么样。
No matter what, Lord.
就算累死了，晚上我也要去祷告。
Even if I exhausted to death, I'm going to go to the prayer meeting.
突然间祷告完了以后，
Suddenly, after I finished my prayer,
眼睛睁开了。
I was able to open wide my eyes.
好像有一点点力量了。
It's like I have a little strength.
我就开着车来到了会所。
So I drove my car to the meeting hall.
参加了一整夜的祷告聚会。
I attended the prayer meeting all night long.
晚上还开50分钟的车回到 Clear Lake.
And then I drove 50 minutes back to Clear Lake.
我在路上开车的时候，
As I was driving on my way,
我就经历到了什么叫做力上加力。
I experienced this going from strength to strength.
我身上的疲惫没有了。
All my exhaustion in my body was gone.
我里头那个力量啊，不知道从哪里来的。
I did not know where my strength came from.
我可以说回到家，11点我要回到家之后，
After I got home at about 11 o'clock,
我精神体力啊，比我早上上班以前还要好。
I had even more energy than when I had in the morning before I went to work.
我相信弟兄姐妹在礼拜五晚上你们都经历过这样的事情。
I think a lot of you have experienced similar things on Friday nights.
这诗人说，他们行走力上加力，个人到锡安朝见神。
So the psalmist says here, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them appears before God in Zion.
最后我很快的说一下。接着诗人又说，耶和华，万军之耶和华，倚靠你的人变为有福。
Finally, I want to mention that how blessed is the man who trusts in thee.
因为呢，耶和华是神，是日头，是盾牌。
Because the Lord God is the sun and shield.
这里告诉我们，诗人告诉我们，我们一切的倚靠不在神以外。
Here the psalmist tells us that all our reliance is nothing outside of God.
神是我们的日头。
God is our sun.
他是一切供应的源头。
He is the source of all provision.
他是那个光。
He is also the light.
带给我们生命成长的力量。
He gives us the strength for our growth.
他是那个光。
He is also light.
他也照明我们行路当走的方向。
He lights up the direction by which we should partake.
这边说神也是盾牌。
Here it also says that God is the shield.
他是我们的保护。
He is our protection.
那保护耶和华的，保护我们的是耶和华。
The one who protects us is the Lord God.
那保护我们的呢，他不打盹也不睡觉。
The one who protects us does not slumber nor sleep.
他叫白日的太阳也不伤我们。
In the day, the sun will not hurt us.
夜间的月亮也不害我们。
And at night, the moon will not harm us.
保护我们的是耶和华。
The one who protects us is the Lord.
你出你入，他都保守。
And he guards your coming in and your going out.
弟兄姐妹，这是何等的有福。
Brothers and sisters, this is so blessed.
我们要倚靠我们的神。
We want to trust in our God.
让他做我们的供应，让他做我们的保护。
So that he can become our provision and our protection.
这里有一句话在十一节比较特别。
There's a special unique phrase in verse 11.
他说他未曾留下一样好处不给那些行动正直的人。
No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
这里诗人告诉我们，神是我们一切的一切。
Here, the psalmist tells us that God is our all in all.
兄弟们，我们在这个大而可畏的世界里头过生活。
In this great world that we're living in.
我们常常是会有很多的需要，也会碰到不少的艰难。
We will encounter a lot of affliction and we have a lot of needs.
在这里诗人说，神未尝留下一样好处，不给那些行动正直的人。
But here it says, no good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
意思就是说，神愿意把他自己一切的丰富都赐给我们。
Which means that God is willing to give us all of his abundance.
但这里有一个关键。
But here's a critical point.
神一切的好处是给谁呢？
Who does he want to give his good things to?
他说，乃是给那些行动正直的人。
The good things are given to those who walk uprightly.
弟兄姐妹，行动正直是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to walk uprightly?
是不是说我们要什么事情都要照着神的律法来做呢？
Does it mean that we will do everything according to the law of God?
我们知道有一个少年富官。
We know that there's this rich young ruler.
他来到主耶稣面前。
He came before the Lord Jesus.
他说神一切的律法他都遵行了。
He said he has obeyed all the commandments of God.
但是我们看见他并没有得着神所应许的那一切的好处。
But we know that he did not obtain all the good things that God promised.
这里行动正直并不代表说我们外面的行为。
So this walking uprightly does not refer to outward conduct.
这里行动正直乃是说我们里头的情形。
The walking uprightly here refers to our inward condition.
行动正直就是说我们的心是单纯的。
To walk uprightly means that we have this purity of heart.
我们的心乃是单单要主自己。
Our heart wants him and him alone.
大卫在诗篇说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
David said that, thou art my Lord, I have no good besides thee.
我们无论有工作没工作，无论是健康是疾病，我们有主就够了。
Whether we have a job or not, whether we're in health or in sickness, as long as we have the Lord, that is good enough for us.
我们单单渴慕主自己，单单要得着主自己。
We long for the Lord and Him alone, and we only want Him.
诗篇七十三篇诗人亚撒也这样子说。
And in Psalm 73, the psalmist Asaph said,
除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有别的所爱慕的。
Whom have I in heaven but Thee? And besides Thee, I desire nothing on earth.
当基督成为我们所追求、所渴慕唯一的目标。
When Christ becomes our only goal by which we pursue after and live by,
神就将一切的好处都赐给这些行动正直的人。
Then God will enable to cause all good things to those who walk uprightly.
弟兄姐妹，我们不能爱世界又爱主。
We cannot love the world as well as to love the Lord.
因为爱世界、爱神的心就不在我们里面。
Because if we love the world, the love of God is not in us.
我们盼望能够在神的面前，我们单单的要得着主自己。
We hope that before God, we only want to receive Christ and Christ alone.
我们就能够在生活当中经历到神未尝留下一样好处不给我们。
He has withheld no good things from us.
何寿恩教士是一个英国的姐妹。
Emmy Barber is a sister from England.
在十九世纪末，她答应主的呼召，将她一生最好的时光献在中国。
In the late 1900s, she responded to the call of God and she consecrated the best.
之后，她托人将她申请的一本圣经送给了尼托森弟兄。
After she has departed from this earth, she sent somebody to give Watchman Nee her Bible.
在这本圣经当中呢，有一张的活页纸，上面写的一句话。
There's a loose leaf page that inserted in the Bible.
就是我们姐妹说，为己我无所求，为主我求一切。
Our sister wrote that for herself she asked for nothing, but for the Lord she asked for everything.
我们姐妹在中国一生的服事不为人知。
Our sister's service in China has been rarely known.
她的名字也不在世界的名人录当中可以找得到。
Her name is also not recorded in the famous of the world.
但是我们姐妹就把她的生命种在中国那个土地上。
However, our sister planted her life in the soil in China.
她单单的要满足主的自己。
She wants to satisfy the Lord and Him alone.
她让基督在她身上作王。
She allowed Christ to rule and reign in his, her life.
我们看见她的生命在中国那里就结出那百倍的果子。
So we see that her life has resulted in a hundredfold of fruit in China.
愿主的爱更深地激励我们众人。
May the love of the Lord constrain us even more.
也愿主更多地向我们显现，吸引我们。
And may the Lord reveal to us more so that we can be captured by Him.
好像我们能够像何寿恩姐妹。
So that we can be like Sister Emmy Barber.
能够像那些为在中国为着主的缘故把自己生命摆上的弟兄姐妹。
And to be like those brothers and sisters who have laid down their lives for the ministry in China.
像我们保守一颗单纯爱主追求主的心。
And that we have this pure heart to pursue Him alone.
为主我无所求。为主为己我无所求，为着主我们求一切。
So that we ask nothing for ourselves, but we ask everything for the Lord.
我们只要主在我们身上，他能够作王掌权。
As long as the Lord is ruling and reigning in us,
叫我们也凭着简单的信心来倚靠我们的神。
By simplicity of faith, we also trust in our God.
我们凭着信心来支取神在基督耶稣里已经赐给我们，借着圣灵已经赐给我们的一切丰盛。
And by faith, we also receive all the abundance that God has given us in Christ Jesus.
叫我们从我们心里头甘心乐意的舍己，背起我们的十字架来跟随跟从我们的主。
So that from our heart, we with all willingness, we deny ourselves, pick up our cross, and follow the Lord.
叫我们的主在一切的事上显为大。
So that our Christ can be exalted in all things.
让我们的主在我们身上天天作王掌权。
So that our Christ can be ruling and reigning in us daily.
好叫他能够在我们身上得着那极宝贵的见证。
So that from us he can gain this precious testimony.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads to pray.
主，我们仰望圣灵在我们心里继续向我们说话。
Lord, we look to the Holy Spirit to continue to speak your words to us.
主，愿你的话语在我们蒙恩的人身上成就你所喜悦的旨意。
May your words accomplish your will in we who have been saved by grace.
主，愿你的心在我们身上也得着满足。
And may your heart also be satisfied from us.
愿你的名在我们身上来得着荣耀。
May your name be glorified by our lives.
愿我们都说愿基督作王。
May we all say, may Christ be king.
Amen.
Amen.